Stephen Cook is Senior Fellow for Middle Eastern Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations in Washington, D.C. Can the departure of the president of Tunisia satisfy all the protesters who've been out asking for major reform?
That is a very important question, Lisa. Certainly people were calling for Ben Ali to leave. That was at the top of their agenda. But there is a whole host of other issues that Tunisians want. That is, first and foremost, rule of law. So the kind of rampant graft and corruption that has been a feature of Ben Ali's reign, at least for the last decade, perhaps more, will be something of the past. They want a mechanism by which they can change their leaders, by which their leaders will be accountable, and that there'll be transparency. They want the principles that we think of that make up a democracy. And that's essentially what has been happening in Tunisia over the course of the last month. And in fact, it's something that is a widely held sentiment throughout the Middle East. There is enormous demand for political change, for more democratic, open governments. And this, it's not so much Tunisia that is critical to the United States. In fact, it is an ally, but really secondary in the region. But the question is, what kind of knock-on effects will this have in places like Algeria, for example, a country to which the United States has grown considerably closer since 9/11, given the importance of Algeria in the fight against terrorism, or one of the two major Arab allies in the region, Egypt, which is also going through a period of significant political ferment, as people expect President Hosni Mubarak, who's getting on in years, to at one point relinquish power.
What could be the knock-on effect?
Well, the question is now is how are Algerians, how are Egyptians, how are others in the region looking at the situation in Tunisia? Are they saying, why not us? Are they looking to create a similar environment and people power, which kind of consumes the regime? I think that there is a fair amount of that going on in the region right now. But those activists, those people who want to live in more open and democratic governments, aren't the only ones who are watching what's going on in Tunisia. You can be certain that the leaders of the Algerian regime, the leaders of the Egyptian regime, are taking notes and trying to learn lessons from what became of President Ben Ali.
What is the lesson?
Well, it depends on where you sit. If I was an Arab leader, or taking as a point of departure Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's remarks in Qatar over the weekend, it says, you better get out ahead of this. You better embark upon reform and change before the people consume you in their demand for more open and accountable governments. That isn't always the way in which Arab regimes have viewed these kinds of situations. And you can imagine an environment where, for example, the Egyptians use more coercion in an effort to make sure the kinds of mass protests that swept through Tunisia over the course of the last month can't possibly happen in Egypt.
Give us the broader picture of what Tunisia represents to the United States.
Well, Tunisia is one of those countries in the region that people have always looked at as working. There's never been any illusions. It was a terrible police state, but it also had a functioning economy, had been praised by the IMF and the World Bank. And in addition to being a country that works as an island of stability, President Ben Ali, who presided over a police state, was seen as being quite secure. But in terms of key American interests, there are very few in Tunisia, and this may not necessarily be seen as a setback for the United States in the region.
All right. Thank you very much. Stephen Cook with the Council on Foreign Relations, talking about the historic changes in Tunisia. Stephen, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, many Tunisians are using Twitter to update each other on what's going on in their country. Check out what people are saying at theworld.org.